currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Terman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Connie Terman. With the new year come new changes in City Council. In the January 7th meeting, Kirkland City Council selected Amy Wallen as the new mayor and Penny Sweet to serve as deputy mayor. The mayor heads council meetings and attends ceremonial and community events. The deputy mayor serves in the absence of the mayor. Both positions serve a two-year term and are chosen at the first meeting of the new year. New council member Jay Arnold, along with incumbent members Shelley Klobaugh, Penny Sweet, Amy Wallen, and Doreen Marchioni, received their oath of office that night as well. The City Council meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month in the Council Chambers at City Hall. Meetings begin with a study session at 6 p.m. with the regular meetings beginning at 7:30. Council meetings are open to the public. Agendas, minutes, and videos of every meeting can be found on the Council's website at www.kirklandwa.gov. The Cross Kirkland Corridor Interim Trail is scheduled to begin construction in a few weeks. While construction is dependent upon weather conditions, planners anticipate the interim trail to be fully functional by this summer. What will the interim trail look like? It will be an 8 to 10 foot wide trail with a crushed gravel surface. To protect the wetlands from gravel spillover, fencing will be posted along certain areas of the corridor. Although the interim trail is temporary, some of its elements are here to stay. At various points along the 5.75 mile corridor, the trail intersects city and streetways. Upgrades will be made to meet traffic and safety guidelines at street crossings. Improvements include ramps, asphalt paving, signage, lighting, and well-marked crosswalks. For a safe and enjoyable interim trail experience, City Council recently adopted trail use regulations and a trail user code of conduct. Informational signs explaining code of conduct will be posted along the corridor in the coming weeks. Crestwoods Park and Cross Kirkland Corridor enthusiasts will be excited to see newly built stairs that now connect the park, Kirkland Middle School, and the corridor. The previously undeveloped trail has transformed into a safer stair system and a great option for kids in the Highlands and Norkirk neighborhoods to travel to and from school. Seeing it as a positive addition to Kirkland's recreation, the city partnered with Highland residents to create these stairs in only 1 month. The Crestwood Stairs are just one of the lateral connections that make the Cross Kirkland Corridor a multimodal gateway to the city. Another great step in making connections along the corridor will be new stairs at Terrace Park. As part of the renovation of the park expected to begin in March, this addition will connect Lakeview Elementary to the Cross Kirkland Corridor. Future connections will also include Runnels, a pathway designed for bicycle tires so kids can walk their bicycles up and down the stairways. For project updates, go to www.kirklandwa.gov/crosskirklandcorridor. Have leftover packaging materials from the holidays? Recycle them at Styrofest. We caught up with Recycling Programs Coordinator Stephanie Gowing just as the evening was kicking off.
So Styrofest is a foam recycling event that happens every fourth weekend of the month. And we just want to make it convenient for Kirkland residents to bring their styrofoam foam plastic products to something like this so they can get recycled.
Stephanie hopes Styrofest will encourage people to think twice before throwing away their foam products in the trash.
The goal is just to recycle it and not bring it to the landfill. So a ton of polystyrene foam goes to the landfill, and we're encouraging place that people can take it to really conveniently, to organize it in a way that takes it to a local company to recycle it properly and just make that cycle rather than take it to the landfill.
Here are the materials accepted at the event.
At Syrafest, we're collecting polyethylene, which is the two different types of foam that a lot of people are familiar with. It's the white blocks and then the softer foam that usually is in electronic packaging. We're also taking plastic bags, shrink wrap, and bubble wrap.
To make recycling easier, Styrofest is conveniently located near the downtown area.
Styrofest is held at the Public Works Maintenance Center at 915 8th Street. And it's going to be open from 5 p.m. on Fridays through the weekend until Monday at 6 a.m. And it's an unattended event, so we hope folks come and follow the directions on where to place their different foam products, plastic products.
The collected foam will not just stay here. It will be repurposed off-site with one of Kirkland's partners.
Waste Management comes and picks up the container on Monday morning. It's taken to EcoFoam Recycling, which is located up in Woodville.
Here's EcoFoam partner Dave Griffin to tell us more.
EcoFoam, we are the end user from Styrofest. Styrofest, you guys have set up for a collection of styrofoam. That is all transported to my location here in Malpe. Basically, we bring it in and we process it out.
People may be more inclined to recycling styrofoam if they knew the facts about foam disposal.
If it goes to the landfill, it's going to be there for 500 years. That's how long it takes to break down. The other thing that's running out is the landfills are getting full. And 25 to 30% of the landfill actually is styrofoam. That's what's filling it up. That's why they're filling up so fast. And it doesn't break down.
Once foam is collected from Styrofest events, EcoFoam has its own way of reducing, reusing, and recycling the collected materials.
Basically, we grind it up and goes into a heat sink. It's augered out and basically extruded out into a liquid form, sort of semi-liquid. We put it in a mold and that's where it stays and when it cools. What we do is we hold it until we have over 40,000 pounds, then we ship it back into the industry.
It takes a lot of foam to recycle even one crate of condensed styrofoam.
We generally can do 400 pounds an hour of material. So if you figure in a 6-hour day on the machine, that's 2,400 pounds. Pretty good volume.
There you have it. To participate in Styrofest and contribute to EcoFoam, recycle your packaging materials at the Public Works Maintenance Center every month. And for our next story, currently Kirkland camera crews went out to Marina Park to check out the 12th Man Fanfare. Here are some sights and sounds from the event. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.